All right, guys.
What'd you think, Devin? Where is he?
Okay.
Why didn't you guys just get the spider off? You don't care about me that much. You just say, there's a spider. He's going to kill you. Good luck. Okay, so I don't know how much time we have here, but let's do a little damage to the kingdom of darkness in the morning here. What time? How much time do we have here? 20 minutes. Wow, that's almost too much time. So, well, someone asked me, and I'm not sure who, to like give you a send-off charge, you know? Like, you're leaving young disciples, your lean, mean young disciple machines, and how in the world are you going to make it? You know, I was outside the men's shower house this morning, which is very troubling to hear what they say inside the shower house. They were imitating D.K. Kim. And they were singing songs, and then they were saying, can I get an amen out there? So I sat out there, I thought, man, what in the world? yes. And you know, you guys have been through a great experience. You know why I know? Because I've been through a lot of different camps, and this is a wonderful experience you've had. It's basically what we do to people that are very depressed when they come to the Depression Recovery Program with Dr. Nedley. We just basically put them through a young disciple camp. I didn't realize it. They have to get up in the morning very early, and the first thing they have to do within 10 minutes is have bright sunlight in their eyes, exactly what you guys had to do. They have to exercise like 3 hours a day. They have to be dipped in cold water, the lake. And then they go from cold to hot. They have hydrotherapy. Oh, man, the nights here are cold and the days are hot. You know, like a built-in hydrotherapy system. They have to have cognitive behavioral therapy. That's the counselors where they basically play smackdown with you because if you say something wrong, no, give me 10. And then this is like the ultimate antidepressant. You guys have just experienced spiritual Zoloft. You don't know what I said. Don't worry about it. But you just, like, the drug of divinity, all right, which is the 8 natural remedies. You guys have gotten a new start. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air. Not so much rest, but a little. And trust in divine power. You've gotten a new start while you're here. So, you know, we have people that come all the time to Weimar because they want Weimar. Weimar. And not to Weimar. That was bad. Come to Weimar because they want Weimar. They don't want a Weimar. I haven't really thought this talk through, as you can tell. So, we share these principles with them. How is it that you maintain? Well, really what you do is you just maintain the same schedule as much as you can. Get up in the morning and start out the day with your personal devotions and try and get other people to do the same thing in your house and ask them to help you with it. I'd like to share a devotional thought this morning for worship. And I'm wondering if you could share one as well. See if you can infect the others with what you've learned and the pattern or the plan that's come up for you to follow. And we haven't really begun with prayer, but begin each day with prayer. So let's pray right now and ask the Lord to be with us. Father in heaven, thank you this morning for this wonderful morning again. And thank you for the last few days when been able to come aside and rejuvenate. And we ask, Lord, that you'd be with us as we talk about re-entering the world as young disciples. Bless us to that end. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. So, just follow the same routine. I kind of talked about this last night. What was my talk last night? Do you remember the outline? No one does. Yeah, what is it? Fall,
stand, walk, run, carry.
Boom, that's it. How many think you can remember that? Next time you fall down, you remember. Need to stand up. And, you know, how many of you would say that when you came here, I'm not saying you were like fallen, lost or something, but how many of you think you're standing up a little straighter now since you've been at YD spiritually? How many think you're walking a little better spiritually, running a little better? And how many of you actually the place where you want to carry somebody else? You have anybody you think needs to learn what you learned this week? Yeah. So, you know, you can't really carry someone unless you're standing up. You can't carry them unless you know how to walk, and you can't carry them unless you really know how to run. Yes or no? So you really need to just focus on those basics. And the other thing I'd say is be joyful. Be joyful. Not some kind of self-manufactured comedic joy that comes from adrenaline gone bad, but a joy that comes from the Lord. You know, you have a joy when you're confessed up. You confess everything to God each day and just ask Him to make you more and more like Him. That doesn't mean you're planning to sin that day, but every day you're just saying, is there anything? Cleanse me from secret faults, right? Is there anything? And once you have that, you're going to have a happy spirit. You're going to have a happy spirit if every day you do that. You're going to have a joy. You're going to be able to look in people's face, and you're going to be able to you're going to be able to experience that joy. And, you know, smile. We don't want you to look like baptized pickles when you leave here that have drank some lemon juice on the way to the kingdom. You know, they're that young disciple. They look like prunes. We want you to have a joy in Jesus. Amen? Now, I was thinking, what should I talk about? The highway. I remember when I was about your age, I really struggled with having a joyful spirit. I might have been joyful on the inside sometimes, but I hadn't informed my face. And my face looked like a tsunami in the midst of a tornado on a balmy day. And it just, you know, I just kind of looked mean. It looked like I ate some gunpowder for breakfast. And, I mean, that doesn't win anybody, yes or no? You need to have the joy, and it has to come, and you have to sometimes allow it because you've been so used to being depressed and looking down. I know some of you, I see just a vast difference in just the week. Your smile muscles are working. I've seen parts of your teeth I never saw before. You might have to go to the dentist because those teeth have never seen the light of day before. And you're smiling, and the Lord's blessing you. I remember, though, my dad, he tried to do some therapy on me once. We were in the car, and we were driving to, we drove lots of places. And we were driving from Michigan to Washington, and I had started to cause some problems. Some of you know what that means. Amen. I'm not looking at you for any reason. You're just right in front of me. And I don't know, my eyes keep coming back to you for some reason. No, you're a good guy. And I had these problems, and my dad decided that he wanted to put me on a little young disciple camp right there in the middle of Death Valley. No, it wasn't Death Valley, although that did happen once too. And we were driving, I think it was through the Badlands, and I was being very bad in those lands to my brother and sister. And my elbow seemed to be connected to my brother's head and the other one to my sister's stomach. And my dad thought there was a disconnect that needed to happen. And he told me verbally, he said, "No, Don, we need you to, you know, get back in the right way here." And I just ignored that. And so my dad decided that I needed to be outside where there was no air conditioning of the car. So he had me get out of the car. And I thought this was a momentary thing. But then he drove off. I was like, "Wait!" But I didn't want to act like, because I was trying to be cool. And he drove over the hill, and I was like, "Wow, I made a big mistake." So then I go over the hill, and there they are sitting there waiting for me. And I was like, "What are you guys thinking?" And I started yelling, you know. And so he drove off again. They went over the next hill, and I'm running on. I get up there, and I go, man, that's crazy. It's hot out here. It's terrible. It takes off again. And the next time, I just came over the hill humbly. I was just like, I tried to look as sick as possible. And I went up and I said, request permission to recover, sir. Not those words exactly. And my dad had like a long questionnaire, kind of like the one you filled out before you came to YD camp. Do you promise to follow the rules? Do you want to have a good attitude? And then he said, now you must sing this song. You can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile when you cannot be heard. And he meant that. The only thing I could do was smile. So I had to smile for like miles. Every time he looked in the mirror, he goes, you can. Yeah. And if I didn't smile, I got to have road therapy again. How many of you guys want to be smiling as you go home? And, man, when you get home, I am just praying that when your parents see you, they go, wow, is this Donnie? This guy has a different smile attached to his face, a joy that comes from Jesus. Amen? So keep a positive spirit. Rejoice in the Lord, and then maintain the spiritual disciplines. What else could I say to you? Get in a group of people that can be of support to you. If you don't have the Young Disciple quarterlies or magazine, get it. How many of you already get it? How many of you don't? Get on the mailing list, get the magazine, hang out with some other people, and try and have a discipleship group. You know, like I said yesterday, bananas that leave the bunch get eaten. So find a bunch of people that can't get split or peeled and stay with them. You say, well, mate, I can't find that. Well, you know, I'm going to pray that the Lord will lead you to the right kind of people and the right kind of group. Sometimes God calls us to be faithful like Daniel was faithful with his three friends. Sometimes God calls us to be faithful alone, like Daniel in the lion's den. Either way, God's going to be with you, and you're going to have a small group. You, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or you, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and your friends. I don't know what he's calling you to, but if he calls you to it, he's going to give you the strength to go through it. He's going to do that for you. How many of you believe that's true? And you remember I told you a story about that young girl who stood up for her faith even though there was nobody and her father was trying to beat her up. Remember that? So you can stand alone, but I'm going to pray the Lord will give you a small group that you can meet with. And if, and that, and you know what? How many of you are internet? You get on the internet and you stay in touch with people that way. Go to the Young Disciple website, stay in touch with people that way. You can have some good communion that way, even if you don't have somebody.